So the Oscars are on Sunday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Jess, you found some list that had to do with the Oscars?
Yeah, it's the greatest movies that should have won an Oscar.
This list is my everything.
Okay.
I just want to do this list. Like, are there a bunch of them?
There's a lot of
them. All right, well, let's get through a couple of them and see what's what, okay? So what's the first one that they say?
Number one is 12 Angry Men.
Ooh.
That's a good one. That's the jury one, right?
Yes, shot in black and white. That is such a great movie.
Lies or truth? Is it true that it was based on, like, a real story and a jury that he actually did sit on?
That I don't know. I mean, like, all the guys that are in that, it's Henry Fonda is, like, the main guy, but, like, all the other guys, like, some of the younger actors in it, they all went out to become, like, name actors, like, guys that have been in, like, a million movies. That's a really good movie. But that came out in, like, when was that, 1957?
40. I want credit. I've seen this one. Take it off the list.
If it came out in 57, so that would have been Bridge on the River Kwai would have won that year. That was also a really good movie.
Crazy. Get a hobby. Jesse, what else is on the list?
Number two.
You've never seen Bridge on the River Kwai? Obi-Wan Kenobi's in it.
Obi-Wan? No.
Yeah.
Obi-Wan Kenobi's only been in one movie.
Alec Guinness.
Star Wars.
No, he was in this movie. He even won, like, Best Actor for it. It was really good.
No, he was living on the planet.
And the Japanese are making British prisoners build a bridge for them.
Okay.
And so they're being tortured and treated terribly, but they're still, like, they're British, so they got to, like, hard work and whatnot, and they've got to build the bridge. And then at the end, they realize, like, why are we building this bridge so the Japanese can kill more of us? So this other guy comes in and they blow up the bridge. Spoilers. And that's the movie. It's really good.
Okay, we're moving on. Number two.
Why didn't he just use the force?
Oh, my God. A Clockwork Orange.
Nope.
Oh, Clockwork Orange. I love that movie. That's Jared Leto.
I hate that movie.
Love that movie.
Hate
that movie.
Yeah,
because you're square. Because you are square and straight-laced. That's why you hate that movie. You're not cool. That's why you hate it.
What year was that, Jesse?
That one was 1971.
90s. Nah.
Oh,
1970.
Wow.
Yeah. I think she means the original Stanley Kubrick one. Clockwork Orange.
Oh, wait, no.
You're thinking Requiem for a Dream.
Yeah. Yes.
No, Clockwork Orange is terrible. It's totally overrated, and The French Connection was better, so I don't agree with that one at all.
That's not true, Jesse. Watch it and then be like, what? That's what you'll be like.
Raisin in the Sun.
Sidney Poitier?
What's that one about?
It wasn't Lilies in the Field, because Sidney Poitier was the first African-American man to win Best Actor.
Uh-huh.
So, like, he was a huge deal in the 60s. So, like, I assume it's a 60s movie?
Yeah.
What year?
61.
So that would have been... Oh, West Side Story won that year. Sarah, West Side Story? You like a little West Side Story?
I've seen the musical.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's only a musical.
No, I've never seen the actual movie. I've only seen it on Broadway. I've only seen the actual musical on stage.
Oh, you've seen it like the musical on stage.
I've seen the live musical version.
Basically,
hello,
the
thespian,
movie.
Give me a break here.
They basically film the stage play, so it's like the stage musical. Like it's so anyway.
Number four is American Hustle.
That's a good movie.
I love
movie.
American Hustle.
Yeah, that's
what won that year instead.
What year was it?
2013.
That would have been 12 Years a Slave.
How do you know that?
That was an important movie.
That was an important movie. That was the better movie. I wouldn't have gone up that year. If I would have had a movie and that was coming out, I'd have waited till the next year.
Yeah, I know. Like, can we do 2014? Like, yeah. I don't want to do 2014.
Because 12 Years a Slave is one of those movies that you have to see. It's probably one of the best movies I've ever seen. But I don't know that I could watch it again because
it's that
powerful.
It's Schindler's List. It won Best Picture.
Passion
it's
of the Christ.
Super important.
Yes.
Yeah. Or Glory. Like, there are these movies that are, like, really depressing because it's not a happy ending, but they're, like, historically true that you have
it's
to go
real.
And see, but then you don't want to go and see again. Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
Blade Runner.
Stop yourself.
Never seen it.
Harrison Ford, sci-fi. It's about androids.
Again, Harrison Ford was only in one thing, and that's Star Wars. What is wrong with this
list? That was why they made Blade Runner. So Blade Runner came out in, like, 82, right? Am I right?
You're making me check my list up here. Yeah, 82.
Okay, so that would have been right before Return of the Jedi. So that's Harrison Ford in his, like, mid-Han Solo part. So, like, oh, we'll put Harrison Ford in a sci-fi movie. Everybody's going to love it. It, like, bombed. No. It was terrible at the theater. No. Like, everybody loves it now, but when it came out, no one loved that movie. That never would have won Best Picture, ever. Like, everyone hated that movie when it came out.
Check the list.
What else you got, Jesse?
Cape Fear.
You ever see that?
Ooh, I did see that. Isn't that where they're on the boat and the guy's crazy?
Yes.
There's a boat in it.
Did you see the remake or did you see the original?
No, I saw the remake.
Yeah, you saw the one with Robert De Niro?
Uh-huh.
Do they mean that one, Jesse, or is it the black and white one?
Black and white.
Okay. It's a good movie. What year
was it?
That one was 62.
62. Oh, that wasn't going to be Lawrence of Arabia. Because Lawrence of Arabia... Go ahead.
When was Golden Pond nominated? Because that's an old one I've seen. I love that movie.
84, 83,
it was nominated,
84.
Right?
Yeah. I think Katharine Hepburn won Best Supporting Actress for it, or Best Actress for it.
She did win Best Supporting Actress. And yeah. I think that Henry Fonda? I think he was nominated, too. I don't think he won.
No, I don't think so.
But God, that's a great movie. My mom used to have us watch that on Friday nights. Doesn't make a whole lot of sense now. I'm like, that was a really depressing Friday night movie,
Mom. Was that just her being like, when I get old, if you think you guys are walking away from me.
It's not. Well, and don't you remember back in the day, you would have like VHSs that had the movie written on it, and you could put 2.5 movies on a VHS?
Oh, no, unless you did super slow, you could get like 3 movies on there, provided all 3 movies were under 2 hours.
My mom did not do super slow, and we would literally be in the middle of recording a TV, like a movie on TV, and it would cut off on Golden Pond, cut off. So we never got to the really sad part. I just remember him having a heart attack and having to put his pills in his mouth.
Right.
And like Jane was all sad, and Catherine's like all talking to everybody, and I'm like, this is a really fun Friday night, Mom. Thanks.
Do you guys know that The Force Awakens is on this list?
I cannot give that enough thumbs down.
Get out of here.
You're all fine with Obi-Wan's other movie and Harrison Ford and, you know, what's his name's other movie, but when we actually have their movie, you don't want it? Get out.
Force Awakens in 2015? Man, what would that have been? Birdman? Something like that? It wasn't
You look
spotlight.
At me like I know.
Well, I'm
You're
just
pulling
I,
out
I
like
do these off the
nonsense.
Top of my head. Look,
Best
Star Wars Oscar. Was nominated. The original Star Wars was nominated in 1977. Uh-huh. It did not win. Annie Hall did. It's a good movie, but still. If the original Star Wars is never going to win Best Picture, none of the sequels are making Best Picture. That ain't happening. I'm just saying the truth, guys. I'm just sorry to rain on your brain.
Holy smokes, you were right. It was Birdman. Good God. Jesse, what else is on here?
Moving on, I'm going to get angry.
While Sarah recovers from that information, what else is on
here? I mean, my
Grease is on there. Shawshank Redemption.
What's on there?
Grease.
Yeah. We go together I did. I voted on it. I put that there. You're welcome.
Grease.
Right after I voted for Force Awakens.
Grease.
That was a great movie.
Grease wasn't even the best John Travolta movie that came out in that year. Saturday Night Fever was. That's not even a good John Travolta movie. And that's going to knock off Deer Hunter in 78. More thumbs down. Like every single thumbs down possible that's left over after my Force Awakens no vote.
I'm going to open the door.
Thank you, Jesse.
You can leave.
Out. Yeah. Because you cannot compare Grease to Deer Hunter. Deer Hunter is really serious and sad.
It's very, very sad, but it's a very important movie. No
it's
one's sitting around being like, you know what we need more of? Stalker Channing.
Listen, there should have been a category for a very important movie.
Uh-huh.
And Deer Hunter wins that.
Okay.
And then Grease can be like, hey, you need a movie to make you smile?
Mm-hmm.
Grease. It could have won for like best music. Come on.
Come on. Who's
Give
with Sarah?
Something.
Come on. Jesse, that's who. That's the list.
Win. Thanks, Jesse. You only need one. Just because a lot of people agree with you doesn't mean you're right. You just need one to make a movement.
All right, what else you got, Jesse?
It's a Wonderful Life.
That's a really good movie.
What won that year?
What was that, 46?
How do you, there's no reason for you to know these specific dates.
Am
how
I
do
right?
You know, you're right.
Okay, so that would be The Best Years of Our Lives. That's a better movie than It's a Wonder. The Best Years of Our Lives came out right after World War II, and it's about three guys returning to their hometown of various, like, social standing and different war experiences and how they're coping with coming back to real life after serving in the war.
Isn't that what The Deer Hunter is?
Well, that's about Vietnam.
Yeah, but it's about them coming back, right?
Well, only Robert De Niro really makes it back, so that was a little bit different. Yeah.
No, but, I'm saying that, like, yeah.
Yeah.
That.
Plus, it was 46, so kind of having something that, like, gritty realism was not something Hollywood was really doing at that point.
No.
But, yeah, that's a fantastic movie. Plus, when it came out, It's a Wonderful Life was a bomb.
What's that movie called again? The Best Years of Our Lives?
The Best Years of Our Lives.
I'm going to watch that one. Jesse, I mean, when I can. That's how Parker and I are going to sit down, you know.
Side note, we've told Jesse to watch about like 754 yeah. films and TV shows. She should get caught up somewhere in the 2040s.
Yeah. Like, if you could just get that done by this weekend, that'd be great. Yeah.
Well, Jesse, you're like this, like the basic movies that you're like, these are from 1946. They're not even from our lifetime. We'll give passes on
that. But everybody has seen It's a Wonderful Life, though. It's on TV every single Christmas.
But it's a holiday movie, so you have to, like Gremlins. Like, everybody sees it. It's a holiday favorite. Die Hard, you know what I mean?
Forget about Gremlins. I can't forget about Gremlins.
Years, is that what it's called? Best Years of Our
Lives? The Best Years of Our Lives.
Yeah, that's not a movie that I feel like they continued to show on television. That would have been one that you would have had to have seen.
Yeah, you know what? You could get it on like cable and stuff like that. But the other reason why it was important is they used this real guy who had lost his arms during the war. And that's his character in the movie also. Like, it's him coping with, and he doesn't want to get engaged to his girlfriend anymore because he's like embarrassed that he doesn't have arms.
Right.
It's a really great movie. It's long, but it's really great.
That's phenomenal. Yeah. Yeah, no, I definitely want to watch that.
Also on the list is Singing in the Rain.
No, I'm not going to lie to you. People can get as mad as they want. I didn't like it. I had to watch it in college. I had to watch the actual musical on stage. I didn't. Get it.
52. American in Paris won that year.
Late.
I'm for anything beating that. 2000 and late.
It was 2000 and late because it was not good. Say what you want. It wasn't.
Taxi
He's
Driver.
Just Singing in the Rain. Oh, that I have seen. That movie, Jesse.
Put it on the list.
That movie, yes, it will make you, it's a good thing you have a boyfriend because that movie will make you rethink and relook at everybody you date because that guy was
played
like
by Robert De Niro.
The ultimate, yes.
He's crazy.
And the most famous scene is where he's like looking in the mirror, he's like, you talking to me?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen something like that's where that came from?
That's like a seminal moment because like everybody quotes that thing. You talking to me?
Yes.
You talking to
and
me?
That's where that came from?
Well, I'm the only one here. Snaps. I'm the only one standing here, so you must be talking to me. Yeah. Was 76?
It was 76.
Yeah. Yep. Rocky. I'm going to go with Rocky over that.
Rocky
went
out
to
that?
Be a franchise that's still going to this day with the Creed movies. Rocky is amazing.
Yeah, so did Twilight. There's a lot of things that became
no one
franchise
gave Twilight
movies.
Won an Academy Award, Sarah. Rocky won the Academy Award.
I don't know. I think that's the better movie, and I love Rocky.
Okay, The Dark Knight Rises.
That is a really good movie. It's a really great movie, but like no comic book movie is going to win Best Picture.
Exactly.
Bring us down. Yeah.
Black Panther could have won a couple of years ago. Everybody loved Black Panther. Yeah. If that didn't win, I don't know what's going to win.
The Color Purple.
Great movie. 85.
Great movie.
It was 85.
Yeah. Out
Oprah
of Africa
Winfrey.
Won that year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Both I saw. Color Purple is probably one of I've seen it more than once.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you watch it, you have to keep reminding yourself this was real. This was like real life for people.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Because a part of you thinks it's a movie, but then you're like, this is not a movie. This was real life. Do not forget that.
Yep.